subject, initiative, etc., we have something called the Office of Legislative Services.
Mm-hmm.
So a legislator requests that OLS do research, analysis, examine a particular issue that a legislator would like to have legislation sponsored for. And then OLS prepares a bill draft. They, you know, look, they communicate, they research the lay of the land, and they prepare and draft a bill. So that is the process of bill preparation.
Gotcha. So I understand that.
Let's start at a beginning place, and then you can ask me the questions you have.
Okay.
Several months back, I was invited, along with other people in New Jersey, to an event sponsored by the Central Jersey chapter of Jack and Jill. And you have familiarity with Jack and Jill?
Yes.
Do you? Okay. All right. So they hosted a day-long seminar for young people who were in Jack and Jill in Central Jersey. And they invited a variety of speakers. I was a speaker along with Giles Shipp, who is the president of the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement.
Okay.
When we defined what we do in our occupations, and Giles was, you know, talking about Noble and why Noble was created, what they do in New Jersey, what they do nationally, a lot of the young people who were there began to ask us questions such as, if I'm driving my car and a police officer waves me over, do I have to roll down my window? Do I have to talk with the police officer? If I am stopped, can I use my cell phone to call my parent? If a police officer asks to open my trunk, do I have to do that? So based on the experience that Giles and I had with the questions those young people were asking, and if you know Jack and Jill are basically upper middle class, affluent black kids that generally live in middle class neighborhoods, upper middle class neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And we were struck by the kinds of information they were seeking from us. Because they wanted to know this, if it's ever, if they ever were stopped, or if they ever had an encounter with a law enforcement officer. Subsequently, after we did that, I learned that National Noble, some years ago, had received funding from Allstate Insurance Company to establish an initiative that was run by the National Office of Noble, whereby Noble members engaged in seminars and workshops for students in public schools.
Mm-hmm.
After I learned that information, I was contacted by a black police director out of Michigan who told me that they developed a similar initiative. Subsequently, I got correspondence from a retired law enforcement person in Durham, North Carolina, who told me that when he retired, he formed a private nonprofit organization. They did the same, similar thing. They would go to boys and girls clubs, neighborhood organizations, schools. That is the origin of the bill.
Okay.
Now, let me explain something to you.
Mm-hmm.
As a journalist, if I know that many people, number one, who never even read A1114, severely reacted to the introduction of the bill and the bill being posted for a vote last Thursday. And those who have contacted me, my first response to them is, read the bill and then let's have a conversation that any black or brown parent, particularly those with sons, generally have with their children for their children's own protection. So, this bill is not about a Hail Mary pass for police officers. It is not about police officers engaging in some subordinating people, you know, to some sort of a subservient position when they interact with them. This bill is designed to educate young people about law enforcement, judicial system, criminal justice system in this country, in New Jersey, and to let them know what rights law enforcement has under the statutes in New Jersey and what constitutional and statutory rights they have as citizens of New Jersey. That is what A114 is about. Now I'll entertain the questions that you have.
Gotcha. So part of the curriculum, I know it's going to be a part of the curriculum. So what teachers will be responsible for teaching?
If you read the bill,
I believe it's social studies.
If you read the bill, you will see that there, the New Jersey Department of Education, it is proposed that the DOE must form an advisory body within the Department of Education consisting of the Social Work Organization in New Jersey, the New Jersey Institute of Social Justice, the New Jersey Education Association, which is the teachers union in New Jersey, the New Jersey Institute of Social Justice, which is an advocacy organization that does a lot of social justice work, representatives of the NAACP, and there may be one or two other entities. Those entities under the bill would be a committee under the auspices of DOE that would determine, based on their experience, their expertise, and, you know, the guidance of the DOE, they would be the group relied upon to develop an age-appropriate curriculum or introduction of this subject in social studies components of our core curriculum content standards in New Jersey.
Gotcha.
So that is who would do it.
Okay, and then from there, would the teachers also be briefed on how to...
That will be determined by that committee I just described to you. And if you will see, everyone has a seat on the table, and based on their expertise, their knowledge, the back and forth they have as a committee that is going to advise the DOE, that group will determine what is the best thing to do. The bill does not spell out who the teacher is, where he or she lives, where she came from. That will be deliberated upon by those representatives, and they represent every sector that generally has interest in these subjects in New Jersey. And there also would be representation of the New Jersey chapter of the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement.
Right. Okay, and so right, and so I understand that this curriculum will be implemented for kindergartners all the way through 12th grade.
No, you definitely didn't read the bill, and you definitely don't have an understanding of K-12 education.
So where would it start?
If you go to a Head Start program, you're from Georgia. If you go to a Head Start program, if you go to a pre-K program, something that happens in most pre-Ks, they have a day when the firemen in the community come to the daycare center. They bring the fire truck. They bring miniature fire hats to the children in the classroom. They sit in a classroom with 3 and 4 year olds. They have coloring books sometimes, and they teach fire prevention to 3 and 4 year olds. They teach them, if they're ever in a room where there's a fire, how to, quote, drop and roll on the floor so they don't inhale smoke. So this group that is expert in education will determine what is age appropriate for a preschooler, for a kindergarten person. But these things are happening in pre-K classes, in daycare centers, and in elementary schools and high schools right now as we speak.
Right. So again, will this be taught? I know you just said it'll be taught.
I just gave you an answer. I'm not giving you an answer over and beyond that.
Okay. Let's see. I understand the most recent version of Assembly Bill A1114, it was revised, and so I was trying
The
to.
bill that was voted on last week is the bill. So you can go to the New Jersey Legislative website. You can type in A114, and that is the bill. That is the bill.
Okay. I think that is it. You answered all the questions I had. So thank you.
Very good. You're welcome.
All right.